Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. This is the Poetic Energy Network station. While we're waiting on our host to arrive, Miss Strong Island, we're just going to mellow the mood for a moment and come with some music. And we'll chime her right in when she gets in. And you guys can start your poetic flow on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, we're going to get it off and popping with a little bit of old school and wait for her to arrive. All right, Detroit and our global listeners, here's Earth, Wind, and Fire with Reason.
Rising, I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place to be real.
Through Sheets with Miss Strong Island herself. You were just listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire Reasons. How is everybody tonight? Well, let's get this show started. Sorry I'm a little late, but you know what? My hand always raising, so I think I'm going to do a new piece that I just wrote today for you. And this piece is actually called Honey. And the piece goes like this. Honey, I love the way you smell, especially when you wear that special cologne. The scent gets into my nose. It makes my soul feel like I have gold. Your hands, when they massage my back, feels like I should attack. Wanting you to spread me out. Wanting you to make me shout. Write your name inside out. Tattoo your face below my waist. Baby, it is so hard to escape. These thoughts, these wants, those I just got to have you days. Just to be told, sorry, sugar, not today. We will have to play another day. Faces showing upside down frown. Just because we can't get down. Come give me what you got. Just to let me get on top. Stop playing so hard. Because you sure are not. Easy and so delicious. Chocolate covered Hershey kisses. I truly do miss it. Okay. You got me with that last kiss. Those succulent lips that caress this clit. Sending tingles and make me jingles. And that is my piece. All right. Hello, Miss Poetiki. How are you this evening?
I'm great, madam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for last week for being able to step in as I prepared for that live show I did. You know, on Saturday, I needed all the extra preparation. Well, I know it's going to be a long, beautiful night tonight. And, you know, I had to go ahead and, you know, get my little hand up in here.
All right. Like you always do. You always hold it down.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know, you know, we just move it along a little bit. But I know I'll just, you know, put on another little piece of music, giving people a little bit of chance to, you know, get in here.
All right.
And then we continue.
All right.
For you to love you all night long. It's kind of funny, but I don't think you have to look no further, because I'm right here and I'm ready to do all the things your man needs to do.
Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold. Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I'd give the world to make you mine. I'll put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of just black sand. Out in the rain. All the places he would not, and some he never knew it gets just hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch. Baby, I wanna do all of the things you men won't do. Hey,
in my bones for you. There ain't a damn thing that I won't do. I'll make your body cream with my sex machine. I won't stop until I hear your mother scream. I wanna do, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, all our Detroit listeners and global listeners. You were just listening to Joe singing "All Our Men, All What Your Man Would Not Do." This is Miss Strong Allen, and let's get it cracking. If you're on the line, please press 1 so you can be on the air. All right, Miss Poetic E. Now we
yes,
all.
Yes, ma'am.
This is about love, relations. Maybe even freaky and kinky at times. Really, whatever's on your mind, truthfully.
Yes, absolutely.
And we do understand everything ain't for everybody, and that's okay. We versatile here. All right. Well, I see that I'm not going to hold this line too much longer. Let me go ahead to the next caller whose hand is up. Caller from the 347 area code, you're on the air with Strong Allen. Who do we have coming up to the mic?
Peace. What's going on? This is Element.
Hey, Element, how you doing?
What's going on, baby?
It's going good. What you going to do for us tonight?
Oh, I just came by to show some love. I came by to say what's up.
Hey, you ain't get off the hook that easy, sir. You know you got something under that hat.
I really didn't come to read, but
Hey, I'm quite sure you talented like that. You can come up with something quick. If you want, you can come back and, you know, then blaze the mic.
All right, let me do that. I really didn't have anything ready, but you know what? Do your thing. Keep doing. I would love to hear your work. I would love to hear you read.
Well, thank you. Well, like I said, you know, come back and, you know, bless the mic.
All right, I will.
All right. Well, the good thing is, you know, that's a talented brother, and I know he has the talent and the skills to bless his mic. That's why I tell him to come back. He ain't getting off that easy. Well, in the interim, we're going to take the next caller with their hands up. Caller from the 646 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Junebug. How you doing, Strong Island?
Hey, Junebug, how are you?
I'm okay. Can't complain. Life's good.
What are you going to do for us tonight?
I have a piece that I wrote just a little while ago because I had nothing else prepared, and I was trying to do a lot of research to figure out what I was going to write. But I came up with this poem that's, I think, short. It's concise, but I just want to find out if anybody will enjoy it.
All right, go ahead and do your thing. The floor is yours.
All right, thank you. Here's the piece that I wrote. It goes as, "Back that thing up. I like the way you back that thing up. Let me squeeze it, feel it, just touch it. Baby, you got the right one, baby. Brown sugar, you should always see yourself in the mirror. Then you know that you could always back that thing up on me. Just back that thing up on me, baby." That's it. That's what I came up with.
Nice piece.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Definitely like that. Back that thing up. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. The visuals just come with those words, you know, it's really.
Right. No, but not to take too much of your time and the other callers. like you said about the visual, that's what I want to take that to the next level. Not only just reading it, but, you know, creating pictures in people's minds so they could, you know, get a full understanding as to what I'm saying. It's just not words also, but the visual, because people could relate more to visual, you know, and the words will come in second.
Well, I definitely have visuals from what you just read, so you're doing good.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Thanks
definitely,
very much.
Definitely keep it going. And, you know, for that, you know, I think we definitely can't let you go like that without giving you a clap.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That was Junebug, everybody, doing his thing, doing his piece, and the words that stick out from that piece is back that thing up, yes.
Hmm.
All right, Junebug, well, thanks for coming through, and, you know, definitely stay online and, you know, listen to some more stuff.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm going to do me another piece for you people. And I'm actually going to do a piece I wrote before called Scandalous. And this piece goes like this. Those sexy eyes, those sexy thighs, those sexy legs, wow, your head pushing through, indicating that it's about time to screw. While this school is still in session, just kiss me, then lick these breasts, enjoy the very best of this chest. Freaky mind hitting from behind with madman determination. One, two, three quick strokes. I almost choke while you squeeze the throat. Handcuffs slapped on, blindfolds tied on. Next position is taken up, just so that last nut can bust. Screams are heard from far places, shaking up the man as you remove the cuffs, still paying for the fast bust of your nut. Next time, you will take it nice and slow. And that is my piece. And I got a clap.
I'm on this strong island.
Thank you, everybody, for that. Thank you. Well, you know what? With those kind of words being said, I think we should just cool back down a little bit with a nice, relaxing piece of music.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring to the stage right now a lady you know and love. She's here every Friday night. Yeah, she goes by the name of Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
She bites bottom lip with slight raise to right hip to welcome the all of him. Her waist slim, head down. Apple bottom, too much for his gripping hand. So he punishes adequate treat with gentle slap, then his arm wrap under the curve of her to feel the depth of her, pulling her close with animal instinct, both in sync.
Explosion.
Core hips grind and bend into the letter U. Tongue traces arch back in the letter S, forming two bodies into us. Two moans become one until the peaking of the sun. Inhibition nowhere in sight, and they've been at it all night. Never wanting this to end, she begins again, nursing his explosion back to erection. And fond of our affection, he rises to the occasion. From her oral stimulation, cups her hips and slip, her sexy frame, to deliver the same. Attention to her begging pearl. Watch his tongue swirl and taste and dive. She feels so alive. He delivers oral punishment. She, a willing victim, and she enjoys all of him. Positions himself back in that familiar place. Fulfillment shown on face as he grinds full manhood into her woman. Hard and then gentle. Fast and then slow. And she's not letting go. Though she feels the throb of completion, she squeezes, eyes shut, licks lips, nasty grind of hips, and then release. Two bodies at rest, two frustrations at peace, sensual explosion, paint their love story onto inviting sheets.
Right, right. Now give it up for Misunderstood, ladies and gentlemen. Misunderstood. Spitting up on the wall. Hey, yo, CD's available in the back. $10. For you and yours. Enjoy. Hey, yo, coming up to the mic right about now. We got another poet. She goes by the name.
Okay, everybody, that was Misunderstood with Love Explosion. That was a hot track, Miss Poetic-y, I tell you. Definitely a hot track. You know, it's, you know, tonight I think a lot of people, you know, they don't know really what to do. Like, we have some up-and-coming poets out here, you know, they're kind of scared. You know, they never been heard on the mic, and I have to say to them, I know how you feel. I was there. I'm there every week, even though you don't believe it, but I am. But one thing I find that I have to do, I challenge myself to, you know, just take this thing to the next level, do where I'm uncomfortable, which is speak live. That scares me the most. And by me doing this radio show, this helps me with it. I do my acting. That takes it to a whole nother level. You know, especially the show we just did this Saturday, which was live for everyone to actually see me act. You know, that was one event. I just can't even tell you how that event was. You had to be there to witness everything that went down, I tell you. But it was a great show. I loved it. I loved the experience. I'm looking forward to our next show. And you know, Miss Poetic-y, will you know, I'll let you get in here for a couple of words to say.
Well, you know, I'm just listening to you because I know it's just you are, I see that, you know, that a lot of wonderful things are happening in your life and you are doing some wonderful things out there with the acting, your upcoming projects and it's just amazing to see people flourish right before your eyes. So kudos to you for just being you and propelling forward in a successful way.
Thank you, madame. Thank you. I feel like you know, I feel partly like you birthed me.
Oh,
you gave me
so
my
kind.
Wings from when I first started. I remember when I first came to you, I was a little shy person, didn't know what I was doing, just took a challenge that you had put out with a four-line poem, tried it. You know, y'all encouraged me to continue writing where I didn't see that I had any skills whatsoever. And I kept coming back, you know, each day, each week, kept coming back, trying again, so I finally started winning some contests that I was entering through y'all. Never knew that I would win anything. Then the radio show, you know, tried my little hand, and then some kind of way I got into erotica. And that was all.
Well, it was laid out for you, so, you know, it must be meant to be.
Well,
yeah, I'm so excited about what you're doing with your upcoming projects.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and definitely got to put my foot down on myself and make sure that I get to finishing, you know, some of these upcoming projects, especially, you know, my solo book that's trying, you know, that's going to be coming out. I'm definitely working on that. So I know I just got to, you know, make sure that my schedule, which get busy at times, try to prioritize and, you know, manage it better so I'll be able to take care of everything that I'm doing, and including running a home.
All right, I hear that. This, you know, it's just a wonderful that, you know, just to have this platform of being able to, you know, being brave enough, first of all, to be able to help have a platform of sensuality and erotica, because a lot of people, they have a fine discomfort in speaking about erotic things in nature and sensuality. They have a problem with vocalizing anything about that, you know, especially even over the open airways. So this is just a wonderful place to be able to express yourself without being barred or, you know, or just limited on what you're on, what or how you can express yourself.
I would certainly agree with you with that. I think what I find with me is, behind the radio, you can't see me. So for a person who has fear of speech, this is a good venue, a good platform to be able to speak on. No one can't see you. When you have to go out and perform it live, now that's a whole nother genre. You know, that's a whole nother thing. But again, I push myself to the challenge to get out there, to get there, to find the courage, and to just do what I have to do. And
absolutely.
Just moving. But, you know, I will be remiss if I did not say thank you, madame, for your platform that you have given me with what you have saw in me, the growth that I have been doing for the last, how long has it been?
Wow.
I am, what, two, three years now is going on since I first started?
2009? I'm not sure.
It was 2009. Wow, time is flying.
Yes, it has. Wow.
It's flying since I started back, because I used to do it when I was younger, but, you know, like I said, I gave it up. I really didn't think I had talent until, you know, now. You know, now I'm embracing it. You know,
right.
I just know what I have to do with it, and definitely got to give a shout-out to the young gentleman who came on here a little earlier, who I hope he comes back. Mr. Element himself, for giving me the platform of performing live with my erotic poetry.
All right.
Definitely have to say thank you to him, because he saw in me what I didn't see in me at all, was to perform live.
But you know what? Sometimes it takes other people to come into your life to push you to the next level, and we are all responsible for pushing someone in our lives to the next level, like someone in my life is pushing me to the next level. And, you know, the circle should, you know, go on and on, as long as it's going in a positive direction.
I agree. I definitely agree with you. And, you know, one good thing is, you know, I know you have a piece that I would love for you to play. And it is called I Am So Into You. So, Miss Lady, let's hear your piece.
All right. I don't mind if I do. Play that for you. Oh, I'm so corny. Oh, I am so corny for saying that. But, you know, that's the poet in me, always having to spit a rhyme. All right.
It's okay. It's understandable. We all do it.
All right, here we go.
Unwrap me. Wrap. with the warmth of your deep brown eyes. Melt me down until you discover the core inside. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Daily I have lucid thoughts of you, but then I become so consumed with the thoughts of being with you. My thoughts quickly become haunting mirages of you. Secretly loving you is driving me insane. I think I even hallucinate others calling out your name. In the sky view, I think so highly of you. I admire you, and you are a distinct man of humble power. I daydream of you hour after hour. I take a shower. I try to go to sleep to adjust and take you off my mind. But in my dream world, the reels keep turning and every scene features you. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Hesitantly, I try to escape being consumed by you. I try to take in the beauty of the earth, but then I look up, and there I see the flow of your lyrics flowing in the cascades of the skies, and I am caught up in singing the blues. Infused by the chords of your music, I compose my own verses, borrowing lines from beautiful love ballads, creating a tornado of twisted love medleys. I am all over the place. I am constantly pacing the floor back and forth, racking my brain like crazy because I am so into you. My heart is aching, longing to be with only you. In my theatrical dramatics, I keep asking myself what to do with this love wrapped up in secret bliss. Do I unwrap her and reveal her, or do I give her a kiss? Bury her in her mummified clothes, allowing her to be silenced to her grave. It's tearing me apart that you don't know how I feel. I am so scared to reveal this love that I feel. I guess it has to do with the way I was taught that the man should initiate the chase. But my heart is in a race to meet you face to face and match up the seams of our interface. I know you are made for me because each day I pray, I ask God for his guidance to lead me to the man that will be the other half of me, that makes me whole, that will love me unconditionally, protect me bravely, uplift me spiritually, hold me sensitively, and deal with me loyally and honorably. As I thumb through the pages of the dictionary, searching to define and get the authentic picture of such a man, I discovered there displayed was a picture of you. And everything about such a man is defined in you. I haggle with myself not to expose that my strongest desire loves you. The depths of my desire needs you, and the hopes of my desire want you, caressing and holding me so tight that there is no division or separation possible between us, not even to pass a slither of life. I must have you as the love of my life. But I am left torn hoping for you because I'm just too scared to reveal how I feel for you, everything about you. Have me knowing that there is no other man made more for me than you. Each time I hear your beautiful rhymes and the serenade of your soulful tune, I am simply lifted, and my soul is levitated above the clear blue skies. because in the depths of the heavens, this is where God immortalized our eternal union as husband and wife. And I am sure that the one is you. I just got to muster up the nerve to open up my heart to you. I am so into you.
Detroit and global listeners, that was no other than Miss Poetic E herself saying her poem, I Am So Into You. Clap it up for Miss Poetic E for that.
Well, thank you, Miss Strong Island. You are so, 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 so kind.
That was an awesome piece, Miss Poetic E. I like
thank
that.
You, madam.
Well, I know we have some listeners who just hold it on, but if they would like to share a piece with us, please press 1 to be put on the air with us. And with no further ado, I actually would like to do another piece that I call actually Addicted.
All right.
And this piece actually goes like this. You are addicted to all the attention you are given while in search for that special someone to spend your life with. While I'm looking for true love, that special kind of love that makes your heart race, your body shake, my nipples get hard, my juices start flowing without any help, I'm just addicted to the act of fucking you back while riding bareback. First front, now back, throwing my legs up, hell, pin them back, and knock the bottom out of this sugar, honey, ice, just being easy with my description because I need a 3-step program of relieving this addiction. And that is my piece.
I'm right, Miss Chong Island.
Thank you, madame. Thank you much. Just thought I'd do a little something short. Like, I actually have 2 versions of that, and one version is longer than the other. So I just opted to do the little shorter version for right that second. But anyway, you know, we must go on. And, you know, Barry love, so, you know, Barry, you cannot put on a Barry song and don't think about love, really.
I know that's right.
Barry, he just, like, love, baby making. That's what happened when you hear a Barry White song. So what further to do than put some Barry on?
All right.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or nothing's gonna go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, 2 people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't you to feel. You have to go through these changes, baby. No way. No way. I know that our life is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me.
From the 646 area code. You're back on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing this mic?
This is Junebug once again.
So you feel like you want to spread the mic again?
Sure. I want to say this off the top of my head because I didn't write it down.
Okay.
I didn't write anything down. So let me see. Look at that. I don't know of any other ones that I could think of tonight to write.
Don't worry about it, hon. You know,
I'm trying to be spontaneous. You know, I want to use my faculty so that You know, I could, instead of writing it down, with pen and paper, I could just recite it without even thinking about it, because that would help, it would help me to be a better poet. You know, I want to do poet performance, be a poet,
spoken word artist.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to memorize. I've been reading a lot of stuff on erotica and poetry, erotic poetry, but I can't hardly remember any of the things that I read. So,
That's you know what, that's
I'm
okay.
A little nervous right now. I was thinking about saying, you know, making up, you know, going.
You know
about,
what? I'm
gonna
get you off the hook. Don't worry about it. You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It is perfectly all right because I have these moments too. So.
Yeah.
And just like you, I can't memorize them because I just write too much. So I'm working on that same issue of memorizing my pieces.
All right.
I could just go ahead and spit them right off the top of my head.
Right. That's what I want to do too. Yeah. I want to do that, yeah. Makes it a lot easier. And it makes, you know, creates a good feel for the audience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just say this. Sit back, enjoy. You know, right now, I'm going to go ahead and take that next caller who's on the air.
Okay.
You know, I like to share another piece with everybody before, you know, time is time to go. So, with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and do that. All right. Okay, Miss Poetic-y, I'm actually getting ready to do another piece. It's called Get Freaky With Me.
All right.
And this piece actually goes like this. Baby, you call my name just the same as when we used to screw. You would come to the door with nothing more but a leather cover on to wrap around your dick just in case it was that police chick. At the door with her thigh-high boots, with high heels coming to give it like before, I'm standing right beside you, ready to continue my introduction to multiple coming sessions. We close the door and go back upstairs, where you laid all the types of pleasures. Lay against the vase you command. I open my eyes real wide, just in time to see that police chick coming at me with a fat bit dick. She starts to part my legs at first. I jump up like, what the? You jump in and assure me this will be pleasing and having me coming quick. I lay back down now, closing my eyes, just to feel them opening again with the tip entering and playing with my clit. A quickness of the moves has me creaming without losing myself to a big fat dick being worn by a chick. Now you pick up the rabbit just to cause havoc on the police chick's vagina. Hearing ums, yays, making me want some of your pleasure. Switch position I am now in. Open up once again. Now is my time for the lick of your tongue as you play with my tits. Just causing a fit. Deep plunges is felt all the way up my spine, and that is my piece. All right. Well, thank you for that. That last piece actually had me like, okay, why would you read that piece?
You went in, Charles.
I'm like, it had me going, and I wrote it.
When you got you go over your own stuff.
Yeah, I tend to scare myself sometimes with what comes out of this brain of mine. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? Here we go. Well, you know, we have about 7 minutes left in the show tonight. So I would like to definitely thank everyone who came through. Mr. Poet himself, Mr. Element, for popping his head in, just saying thank you. Mr. Junebug for coming through like he do, sharing his words of wisdom with us all. You, Miss Poetic-y, for doing your thing, holding it down like you always do. For myself, for having the courage to do this each and every week, even if I feel like I can't do it, just push myself to know that I can. I'm amongst friends and family. And, you know, just looking forward to what's coming up on the horizon. Look out for new things, new blessings coming away, trying to bless everyone else with their life. And that's what it all is about. It's not about what you give, but what you give to others. And that's what really matters.
Yes.
And I do try to help other people out, be it with advice, be it with collaborations, be it with whatever. Whatever they, you know, need, if I can help, I help. When I can help, just the same as I'm giving help. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And on that note, well, we're going to leave you with a nice piece of music. Until next week, I will say adios, hasta luego, good night. See you later, people. Ciao.
All right.
Butterflies is what I feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, incredible, and natural. Into your eyes, and I'm